Now, for us South Africans, The Forgotten is about cold cases that you and Nicola Walker, your detective. This is what I want to ask you. DCI and DI. We don't have those terms. What is a DI and a DCI? Because is she your boss?
She is. She's my senior. So DCI would be Detective Chief Inspector. Mm-hmm. And DI would be Detective Inspector. Ah. So she is the chief.
I see. You guys just named yourselves twice.
The series.
Detective and Inspector.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of, I'm happy just to be sort of, to have two letters before my name. I mean, that's kind of, within the series, their relationship is such that they've been working together for some years. They kind of really get on. They're really close friends. They love each other platonically. And in a way, that's what made, I think, their relationship different to a lot of other kind of cop shows, that there's no tension between them. They can disagree, but... And it was interesting that people who found the series, all four series, during the lockdown, used an unusual word, I thought, in regards to their relationship, which was reassuring. And that was an interesting word, I thought, given... You know, what everyone was going through last year, I think that, you know, people felt that they could rely on this relationship, which is a kind of unusual and surprising thing, I thought.
Yeah, that is, like you say, very unusual for a usual detective dynamic. And it does seem like something that you want to get your teeth into right now, because it's still so much chaos out there. So at least we can rely on your partnership. But what was it like working with Nicola? As a real person, was it that same kind of camaraderie? You can tell us. We won't broadcast it to her.
What makes me think that I don't believe you? It was just something in your voice. I don't know what it was.
Well, but, she's over in the UK. She won't hear us.
Ever heard of live streaming?
Finding out.
She is the detective chief, isn't she?
Exactly. It was almost exactly as our relationship is in the show. We hadn't met each other before we did the first series, but by the end of the first scene, I remember saying to her, "Wow, I'm talking to you like I've known you for 10 years, and I don't really know you at all." And she said, "I feel exactly the same." And so, yeah, our relationship in real life was very much a mirror of our relationship on screen. Whenever we had a chance to hang out, we would. We looked forward to doing the scenes together, missed each other when we weren't, the other one wasn't there. Really, really kind of, I mean, one of the greatest gifts of this, doing this series has been, you know, having this friendship with her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so jealous of having a coworker you like seeing every day.
Get out of here. No, I fully understand what you mean by that, having somebody that you're working with that you can trust. And I'm an actor myself. So if you have somebody on set with you that you don't trust, it can be very difficult, I would imagine.
Well, I think, you know, it's a very privileged job. I mean, as you guys are doing now, I mean, to get to do for a job what you love doing is a real privilege, because most of the planet do not get that chance. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the people in the world are working for a living. Mm. And so to do something that you love being a job is a rare privilege. And having said that, it is quite pressurized, because you have, you know, once it's done, once the director has shouted cut, you've got no control over it anymore. And whatever you did has gone out there, and it's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And so there is that pressure in the moment. And also, you know, it's being on television or being a performer of any kind requires an ego. And then it just depends on how well you can manage your own ego. And sort of work with people who you trust, who are, you know, giving and generous, it just then feels like you can leave all the kind of trashy stuff behind, all those difficult things about ego, about insecurity, you can leave behind, and you get to play with somebody. You get to find new stuff. And, you know, that then, added to the fact that you're doing a job that you love, makes you feel, or hopefully makes one feel incredibly lucky. Makes me feel incredibly lucky anyway.
Jeepers. Sanjeev Bhaskar, when can we look forward to your acting masterclass?
When I've learned to act.
Absolute nonsense. Okay, so
I don't know what I'm doing. Are you kidding? I've never known what I've been doing.